Blog Talk Radio.
It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. Now look, I need you to go grab your pen and your paper and your Bible as we get to the Word of God. And while you're doing it, amen, I want to continue to remind you that you can always reach out to us here at Truth Finders, amen. You can find us on Facebook, amen, at Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries, amen. You can send us a messenger, amen, a message in Messenger. You can email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. Or you can also go here to Blog Talk Radio, put your comment and question below, even if it's topics that you want to talk about here on Truth Finders, amen. You can put it in the comments, and we'll get together. We'll study it out together, and we will find cry victory in Christ in the Word of God, amen. So by now, you should have your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and let's get to it. Let's start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord God. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank you for all you've done, doing, and about to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you opened up your good treasure to us, Lord God, because we know it's not by our own might or power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord God. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you in just to have your way, Lord God. Have your way in this study, Lord God. Have this your way with your people, Lord God. Give us everything we need right now on today, Lord God. Give us our daily bread on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence, your peace, your joy, Lord God, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding with clarity in this season, Lord God. We thank and praise you that you're ordering our footsteps because you told us in your word, Lord God, a good man's steps will be ordered by the Lord. So on today, Lord God, we ask that you order the footsteps of your people, Lord God. We ask that you just come in and just have your way, Lord God. We ask that you just do yet even a new thing, Lord God. Reveal yourself to us on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we just bless you. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. And on today, amen, we're going to do like we usually do, a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time we were together, amen. So last time we talked about Christ, mission possible. We talked about how Christ came and did everything the Father required him to do, which was to save us, amen. And if you want to go back and listen to that teaching in its entirety, you can go back on Blog Talk. We're in season 4, guys. Can you believe it's been 4 seasons already? Amen. You can go back to Christ Mission Possible. Click on the link, and you can listen to that in a whole. Amen. But on today, I want to talk about something that's dear to my heart because the name of the show is Truth Finders. So today, I want to talk about what is truth. What is truth? Amen. And our scripture is coming from, I open the scriptures coming from John chapter 18, and we're going to look at verse 38. And it says, Pilate said unto him, and this is Pilate talking to Jesus, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. And so Pilate, he wasn't a Jew, amen. He was a Gentile, amen. He wasn't a believer. But he looked at Christ, and he said to him, what is truth? What does truth look like? How is it? Amen. And so when we look at the word truth, it means sincerity in action, character, and utterance. It also means the state of being the case, actual fact. Amen. And it also means a transcendent, fundamental, or spiritual reality. And so when we look at truth, we look at it being the absolute fact. Amen. The absolute, and I want you to hold on to those words, the absolute fact, because we always hear people say, I'm keeping it real, but keeping it real is not always the truth. Amen. With truth, it doesn't matter what it looked like. It's the actual fact. So when we see the word truth, it appears 333 times in the King James Version Bible. And so we know, for us who are Bible scholars who have been studying the Bible, three usually represent in Scripture is divine wholeness, completeness, and perfection. And so we see that the word truth is mentioned 333 times in the King James Version. We're talking about divine holiness, completeness, and perfection times three. Amen. And so when we look at truth, we need to ask the question, what is truth? And a lot of times with us as believers, as spirit-filled believers, this is a question we don't ask ourselves enough. Amen. Because if we want to live the life that Christ died for us, we need to walk in truth always. And we're going to deal with that third part of that definition that we had with truth, which is the transcendent, fundamental, or spiritual reality. We're going to look at that. And so let's go over to John. And we're going to be in John a lot on today, amen? So you can just keep your Bibles there. John chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 6. Just flip over a couple of pages back there, amen? It's John chapter 14, and we're going to read verse 6. And it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. And so first we want to answer the question, what is truth? Jesus Christ is truth. Amen. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. Because we look in John 1 and 1, say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Amen. We know that Jesus is the Word of God. And so first we have to ask that question, what is truth? Jesus is truth. Amen. All truth runs through Jesus. And you say, well, how can truth be a person? That it is. It's God Almighty. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Amen. And hallelujah. Jesus is truth. So when you go on your search for truth and we look at all these other places, God says to us, I'm sending you truth. I'm sending you what truth looks like, how it sounds, how it moves, how it acts, amen. We look at those fruits of the Spirit, amen, loving, peace, joy, faithfulness, meekness, kindness, goodness, all those things are truth, amen. Those are the things that Christ was. And so when we look at, when we're searching on for truth, you know, everybody said, what's the truth? We're searching for the truth. You have to know this, as spirit-filled believers or non-spirit-filled believers, amen, you have to know that Jesus Christ is truth. And this is why God told us in the Old Testament, man is not going to live by bread alone, but every single word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God is truth, amen. And so let's look over to John. Let's flip over to John 14. We're saying the same chapter, and we're going to go to verse 17. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Jesus is truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Amen. He's the Spirit of truth. And he is who dwells with us now. He who lives in us. Amen. When Christ ascended on high, he said, I'm going to send you the Comforter. I'm going to send you back the Spirit of truth. So Jesus came and showed us what truth was. Then he left, ascended back into heaven, sat on the right hand of the Father, went back to his position in heaven, Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit. And so he sent his Spirit to walk with us that we may always see truth. Amen. John 16 and 13. Let's get over there. Because we're proving that Jesus was truth, right? You say, actually, Jesus is the truth. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the light. He's it all. Amen. This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. John 16 and 13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Amen. And that's his job. Amen. We don't walk around bewildered. Amen. you know, the Bible says, Jesus said, you know, a servant don't know what his master's doing, but he calls us friend because we know what he's doing, amen. And so when we look at the spirit of truth, it comes to give us truth, amen. And you say to yourself, well, what does that mean? That means that you're not ignorant to the devices of Satan. You're no longer ignorant at what he's doing in your life or those around you. The Holy Spirit will shine a light in every single area of darkness. Darkness equates to untruth. Amen. And so here in chapter 16, verse 13, it says, howbeit when he, and he is a person, the Holy Spirit is a person, the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. But he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he, and he will show you things to come. Amen. And so when we look at, hallelujah, being filled with truth, this is powerful. And I think this is sometimes we don't really equate the Holy Spirit for being truth. Amen. And but see, when we talked about last week, Jesus came back. And he came back, hallelujah. Some of the things he came back, but he came back to free us. Hallelujah. With the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. And the only way you can be free is through truth. Amen. You have to know the truth. You have to know what's going around. You have to know. And I always say this, truth is not good or bad. It's just truth. And so when you look at truth, you have to accept it, digest it, understand it, and move forward in it. Amen. We don't get mad. We don't get upset. Jesus knew the truth. He told his disciples, he said, you ain't got to testify to me about man. I know, man. And so when someone's standing there like Judas sitting in his face lying, and he know that he's going to beguile him, he know he's going to betray him, amen, he just stood in the truth. He didn't have to come against Judas, amen. He didn't have to even say anything to Judas. He just knew the truth, amen, and he dealt with the truth accordingly. Do what you have to do quickly, he told him. Go do for such a time as this, because you have to do that so I can do what I need to do. And a lot of times, God, and I'm not going to say God, the adversary will send people in your atmosphere that's untruthful for darkness. But the difference between them and you is you have light living in the inside of you. And so God will show you truth. And what happens with saints of God, we ignore truth. Oh, that ain't happening. Oh, they're not saying, they're not like that. He's a good person. But always remember this. When Jesus told the man, when he said, my good rabbi, he said, no, don't call me good. And nothing in this flesh good. He said, in the flesh dwelleth no good thing. And so we can't say what people will and will not do. Amen. Because the flesh, not only is it weak, but it's an enemy against God. It's an enemy against God. So I don't care how spiritual you think someone is, how good you think someone is. When it comes to the flesh, hallelujah, nothing dwells good in it. And so for those of us who understand this, that when we're in the spirit, when we're walking with God, when we're walking with the Holy Spirit, we're walking in the spirit, we're not going to mind the lust of the flesh. But there are times that we're not walking in the spirit, when we're not walking with Holy Spirit, we're not listening to him. And when we're in those positions, the adversary, which is our flesh, will rise up and speak. And we become have our own righteousness. Amen. And so we have to understand that truth is not good or bad. It's just truth. What's the deciding factor here is how you deal with truth. Yeah, that person's a liar. And a liar will not tarry in the sight of God. But how do you deal with that truth? The Holy Spirit revealed that to you so you would know that that person is a liar. And not to listen to what they're saying and believe it. But he still told you to love that person because you're loving the person, not the sin. And so truth comes to really elevate us and transcend us to such a higher state of thinking about, oh, she a liar. I ain't going to deal with her. Well, if the Holy Spirit tells you not to deal with them, don't deal with them. Amen. But some people, God has said, love them through it because your love will drive that liar, hallelujah, drive that spirit away from that person to the point where they want to receive the spirit of truth, and then they'll be changed. And so we need to always look at truth. It's not good or bad. It's just God revealing it to us. Let's look at John. John chapter 17. Let's look at verse 17. Amen. John chapter 17 and verse 17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And now we see God's word is truth. The Bible said, let God be the truth and every man be a liar. Amen. And you're like, well, what does that mean, Elder? That means that God's word is true. Amen. When we look at Isaiah, he said, my word will not return to me a void. It accomplished every single thing I set it out to do. He even told us every tittle, everything on this earth is going to pass away. It's going to be destroyed, but my word is always going to stand because it's true. Amen. And so as we've been talking about truth, amen, we see that truth is the Father, God, his word, the Holy Spirit, his power, his spirit, and Jesus, his son. The triune God, the three-part God, is truth, truth, truth. It all coincides as one, the word of God, the spirit of God, and Father God. Amen. The word of God, the spirit of God, and Father God. It's all truth, and it all works together harmoniously, and it all comes together that you may be free, that you may be saved, that you may be able to get to that expected end. And so for us to be in this, hallelujah, we have to understand what it looks like. Amen. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's look at John. Let's flip over. One more chapter over. John 18 and 37. Amen. John chapter 18, verse 37 says, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, thou said that I'm a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And so when we look at here, Jesus is telling Pilate, amen, oh, I came to bear witness of the truth. You seeing me know that there's a truth. There is a fact. There is a transcendent, fundamental, spiritual reality that God is God and besides he is no other. It's an unwavering truth. Hallelujah. And I came to tell you of it, amen. And those who want to hear it, they're going to hear it, amen. They're going to hear me because I'm truth. This Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. God the Father sent me in truth, and the word of God is truth. And so, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I'm bearing witness of the truth. I'm standing before you as truth. What is the truth? Amen. It's that Jesus died, and we are in a sin-sick world. Amen. But when he died, he freed us from death. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so now he came to tell us the truth that this is not the life that you're destined to be. God created you. Me, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit created you in their likeness and image, amen, in the beginning. And I created you to be with me and sup with me, and you are little g gods, amen. He says it's over in Psalms, he says it. You're little g gods, amen. You made in my likeness and image, amen. And so now he's saying to us, okay, so let me show you what the truth is. You're walking around this sin-sick world. You're being beguiled by the adversary. Illusions and delusions are all around you. He's the prince of the air. I allowed him to shoot those fiery darts at you, amen. But now I'm giving you the weapon. The weapon is truth. Truth makes you fight back, amen. So now when the adversary says something, you be like, oh, that's not true. That's a lie. We say it all the time. The devil is a liar because he is a liar. He's the father of lies, amen. But now we don't know it's a lie until God shows us the truth, amen. We don't know what we don't know, amen. We didn't know there was a possibility. We didn't know that we were made in his likeness and image until Jesus came, amen. We didn't know that we had the power to tread upon serpents until Jesus came. We didn't know that we were created in his likeness and image with all power and authority that comes from heaven, amen. We never knew that. We didn't know. Even when David kept saying in Psalms, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Hallelujah. And the Son of Man that you visit them, amen. The angel, he's even a little lower than the angels, but yet you still love them. They're disobedient. We reject him over and over, but yet we still love him. Why? Because we're his children. We're made in his likeness and image. And so until we got that truth, we walked around aimlessly, hallelujah, like the children of Israel in the wilderness. We just going around in circles. We think this world was it. We think we just live, work hard, and die. But he said, oh, no, you were created something for greater than this. You are created to be heavenly beings. You were created to be with the omnipresent, all-knowing, Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher, amen. That's who you created to be. And so now that Jesus came to bear witness of the truth, now we can walk in the victory that he's given to us. And so what is our part in this truth, amen? Psalms 51 and 6. Let's turn over to Psalms chapter 51, verse 6. Amen. I hope this is helping you guys, amen. I hope you see where truth is not defined the way the world defines it, but truth is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all three of them working as one in our lives. Amen. So by now you should have Psalms chapter 51, and we're going to read verse 6. And it said, behold, thou desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. What is required of me when it comes to truth? I got to be honest with God, and I got to be honest with myself. I can't lie to myself, and I can't lie to God. Amen. I have to be in the place where it doesn't matter how bad it hurts. It doesn't matter how bad it is, but I have to always walk truth, live truth, speak truth. You have to remember that. Walk truth, speak truth, live truth. Because if you don't, God can't help you. God, untruth is sin, and untruth is where the adversary works, in darkness. But Jesus works in light, amen. The Holy Spirit works in light. The Father works in light. And so if I'm not being honest with myself, if I'm not being honest with God, how can he help me? How can he say it and make me to know wisdom? How can I know wisdom? Amen. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But not only that, wisdom is what gets you through this life, amen. Wisdom is what will get you through this life skillfully, amen, because God desires that you have wisdom, the fear of the Lord in wisdom. That's knowledge, wisdom, understanding with clarity every single time, because now we have the opportunity, hallelujah, to get in his presence and know what's going on, for him to tell us things, for him to move us and make us in the image and create us in the purpose that he made us to be, amen. And so only way I can get to that place, I got to be honest with myself. Lord, I'm not happy. Lord, I'm an alcoholic. Lord, I hate and resent my mother. Lord, I'm resentful of my husband. You have to be honest with God first, and then you have to be honest with yourself. Why is my skin, why do I get upset or agitated when certain people are in my atmosphere, amen? I have to ask God, why is that? Is it something in my heart? Is it unforgiveness in my heart? Is it something there that I didn't even know was there? Amen. But then once I find out, I have to confess it. Amen. I have to repent. I have to tell God, God, you know what? All that time I was walking in unforgiveness. I thought I forgave that person because the church says forgive you. Oh, I forgive, but I won't forget. That's not forgiveness. Amen. Because the thing about God, he said, I forget, as far as the east is from the west, so have I forgiven your sins. And so if we're little G gods and we're in the likeness and image of God, and Jesus left us and told us greater works we would do, we're walking in the same grace and mercy that Jesus walked in. If he's saying, as far as the east is from the west, I've forgiven you of your sins, that's the same way we should be. Amen. People say, well, you don't have to go back around him. Yeah, but that's determined by the Holy Spirit. On how you go forth with the person, amen. But as far as us, God told us to love our brothers and sisters. He told us to love, and he told us to forgive. And so, if I can't be truthful that I didn't forgive, how can we go forward? How can God bless me? How can I walk in total truth with the Holy Spirit, with the Trinity, amen? If I don't tell myself the truth. Lord, I'm really upset. And it's okay to say, Lord, I'm really upset you took my son. I don't understand it. You saved her son, but you took my son. Amen. My son was a rising, you know, he was academic. He was going to college. He was going to be the first one in his family to be something. But you took them. God, I'm mad at you. Be honest with him so he can explain it to you, so you can understand. And he can say things to you like, you know, all things work together for the good of them that love God, is called according to his purpose. And sometimes we try to bring God down to where we are. But he tells us over and over again, your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are so much higher than yours. My thoughts are so much higher than us. And sometimes it's like, well, why did they die at a young age? You don't know why God allowed them, because God is still in control, amen. You don't know why God allowed that to happen, but you have the right to ask him. And if he answers you or not, you come to a place where you're honest with yourself and you're honest with God. And what he'll do, either he'll explain it to you or he will heal you from it. But either way, you won't be stuck in it as long as you tell the truth about where you are in him and how you feel, because we get scared like, oh, well, I'm mad at God, but I'm so scared to tell him. But he's a good father. And the thing about a good father, he loves on you and will give you understanding when you need it. Amen. And so the first thing required of us is we have to desire truth in the inward part. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10. Let's skip over. That's New Testament. Amen. It's all the way towards the back. One of those Paul letters. Amen. One of those epistles of Paul that he wrote, part of his 13, amen, that he wrote to the various churches. 2 Thessalonians, we're going to look at chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 10. And it said, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. And so for us to walk in the truth, that the gift that Jesus wants to give us as him, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, being truth, we got to love truth. We look at those who don't love truth, and like he said, they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And so people who don't love truth, people who buck against truth, people who try to turn their head like it's not truth, they walk in darkness and they open the door for the adversary. Now the adversary is deceiving them because they just won't be honest with God and they won't be honest with yourself. Amen. And this is key to your salvation walk. Amen. You have to love truth to say, God, continue to make me, continue to mold me, continue to stretch me, continue to turn things up, continue to show me that I may be delivered, because he came to set you free, amen, and he wants to deliver you out of it all, amen, because you're in this sin-sick world, you're in this sin-sick flesh, so you're going to continue to have sinful nature, but you're not a sinner because you believe in Christ Jesus, which is truth, and truth has made you free from the law of sin and death. We know the law is something that's repeated. If you steal one time, you're going to jail. That's the law. If you steal a second time, you're going to jail because that's the law. Amen. But when we look at the grace and mercy of Christ, it frees you from those consequences of every time you break the law, you have the same consequence. Correct? And so now we're looking at, I have to love truth. Okay, God, I'm a liar. And you said a liar won't tear in your sight. So I repent. I'm going to be honest with you, God. I'm a liar. And now I need you to help me. And so now, since you're walking in truth, you're walking truth, living truth, speaking truth, now God can come in and clean you up. Amen. Let's go over to, truth is not for God's sake. It's for your sake. Amen. Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 32. John chapter 8, verse 32. Let's get over there, 8 and 32. And it says this, and he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Christ came to make you free. Truth doesn't set you free. It makes you free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. So you have to understand that when you walk in truth, live truth, and speak truth, you are free, amen. And who the Son set free, it makes you free. So walk in your truth, live in your truth, own your truth, amen. Give it to God and let him come in and deliver and move it from you, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining me here on Truth Finders. We're out of time. I know it was getting good, amen, but we got to go forth in the name of Jesus, amen. So you can go back and re-listen to it, amen. And listen, I need you to always remember this. It's the truth, hallelujah. That's why I love this so much, because this is who we are, amen. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome, awesome day. Amen.